Hi there, and welcome back to episode 2 of Confessions of a Serial Momtrepreneur. I'm your host, Narissa Jenkins, and I really appreciate you guys taking the time to tune into this. I hope you liked the first episode where we kind of defined what a momtrepreneur is, more or less a serial one. And so this week, I think I'd like to talk about culture shock. You know, when you talk about being an entrepreneur, you know, if you think back to the days when June Cleaver was on TV, or Mrs. Brady, or even my mom, you know, the being a mom part, being a wife, the wives were in aprons and they spent their day doing housework and making sure that there was a hot meal ready when their partner walked in the door, husband walked in the door, when their kids got home from school. And, you know, in that case, it's kind of hard to even think about, you know, what you need to do and the things and dreams that you want to do when that's all that your focus is made up of. I mean, I commend anybody that can be a stay-at-home mom, because that is just not, it is just not in my, it's not in my DNA. My mother was an amazing stay-at-home mom. You know, she was grinding baby food out of real food for us when we were babies. And all I remember thinking, like, when I had my kids was, how in the hell am I going to work full-time? I had started in my marketing and advertising career, was doing well, I was married, I had a house, I had a baby. And she's trying to tell me I need to go and grind baby food out of real food. And so I started thinking to myself, well, you know, does that make me, am I less of a mom because I'm not doing those kinds of things? And you know, when you're pregnant and you have, and you know, everybody's got advice. Everybody's got some way you're supposed to be doing things, saying things, raising your kids. The world is full of finger pointers. Just know that, you know, and family is the easiest, you know, for them to point fingers at you and tell you what you do. But, you know, there was just no way. I was getting my career started. I was finally at a good place, making good money and enjoying what I did. And God, the thought of cooking dinner, having dinner prepared every night. I mean, it was really, really overwhelming. Not to mention, you know, the things that I wanted to do entrepreneurially outside of my career, you know, and so that it was a huge struggle. I mean, but anybody that can be a stay-at-home mom, hats off to you. That is an amazing job. It's just not for me. But there was a lot of, you know, generational guilt that came with that. You know, I suck at ironing. I am the worst. If there's one thing that I know, I am terrible at ironing. And can I clean house? Absolutely, I can. Is it something that I enjoy doing? No. My husband will agree with you. It's just not my strong suit. But I have a lot of other endearing qualities besides that. So I probably wouldn't have made it really well in the 50s and 60s. It just probably wouldn't have been my thing. Just mostly because I'm kind of obstinate, and I just have this, you know, if you're capable, you know, why aren't you handling those things yourself? You know, when my kids got old enough that they were able to actually cook things for themselves and learn how to cook, you know, why not? Why would I do it? And even though I've been working all day and, you know, starting my entrepreneurial ventures, like, how I'm going to do what? And then I'm going to hop back and shift gears and get back into the mom mode. Like, I always kind of refer to it as like intentional schizophrenia. Like, you spend all day being this, you know, type A go-getter, ball buster personality, and then you come home and then you literally have to shift into becoming a different person. The person that's soft and understanding and cooks and cleans, and then the next morning you get on the suit again and you do it again. And you know, it's a struggle, because you know, part of it's what you want to do and part of it's what you have to do, and finding that balance. You know, I mean, there's, you know, when I was talking about grinding baby food, like, my mother would make me feel so bad about, you know, buying baby food off of the shelves at the grocery store. And all I can think is, you know, when I think about that rationally, okay, I don't think that the makers of baby food are putting poison on the shelves, number one. Number two, if they did, the Gerber baby probably would not be as old as he is. And they probably wouldn't dedicate an entire aisle to it if they were putting out products that were making kids sick or hindering their development and their growth in any sort of way. So clearly there's been some scientific testing to prove that feeding your child baby food from the store, that they're going to be okay. Giving them formula, they're going to be okay, you know? But it's just funny how that generational, you know, cultural shock comes in. And my mother's from, from Thailand, you know? So there's a very different culture when it came to raising kids and what you did around the house. It was very different. So that, on top of the generational one, threw in a lot of challenges. But, you know, one of the things that I'm so blessed and so thankful that I've found over the years is moms of today that can say, you know what? Yeah, no, I'm not good at cooking or cleaning or all those like traditional, you know, June Cleaver type of duties. But they're amazing CEOs, business owners, marketers. One that actually pushed me to do a podcast is my good friend Ada Bowman. She has AB Plus Productions, which is an amazing digital marketing company. And she's sharp as a tack, and she pushes me in ways that other, you know, friends of mine really don't, because she's in it just like I am. She's in it. She's an entrepreneur on her own. You know, finding other people that are like you, that can push you. You know, yes, it's great to have friends of all different. I mean, there's crazy friends, there's super organized friends, you know, there's the one that's always got drama going on. But you gotta also have in that mix, you gotta have people that inspire you. People that help move your dreams forward, help move you forward in ways that you might not necessarily have done on your own. Because if we're not learning, we can't grow, right? And, you know, and for her, you know, I think it's great that we have each other to lean on and talk about those things with, you know, because there's the same struggles. And one of the biggest misconceptions when you look around and you see this woman and she's got her hair is done and her clothes are immaculate and she's running a business, I like to call that the has it all together facade. And, you know, some people might look at me and think, oh, wow, she's got all this together. She does all these amazing things. She has this family. She has this, you know, business. But let me tell you, every single mompreneur out in the world shares the same struggles. Some to different degrees, some maybe in different areas, but we all share the same struggles because we're all trying to be the best mom, right? We're all trying to make sure that our kids grow up to be like amazing adults and that they're not, you know, bums of society, you know, that they're respectful, they're, you know, we're trying to balance all of that. Every single one of us is. So when you look at somebody and think, oh my gosh, she has it all together, she may not. She may not. And you can't live in other people's stories. You know, you're not in their life. You don't know what's going on with them. So you can't compare yourself to that. Because I'm going to guarantee you that under every thick coat of makeup, there is a whole bunch of sideways thoughts and worry and concern and anxiety that's just covered up really well. Some folks are just easier at covering it up than others, you know. And I love this. I worked for a company for a long time that talked about the work-life balance. They make it sound like it's like a healthcare benefit, right? Like we have this work-life balance. Well, define that when you're trying to get me to work overtime. Like how is that balancing things? And for those of you that are really have an entrepreneurial spirit, you know, having a work-life balance it's like this carrot that you just reach for. And every time you're almost there, it seems like it just pulls away from you. Because if you're an entrepreneurial mind and you're in the you're a creative person and you're always thinking, you're always wondering, trying to create, trying to come up with new things, or, you know, worried about your business, worried about how it's getting off the ground. But what's happening is when you do that, there's a lot of little people and partners, husbands around you that probably miss you, hopefully miss you, most likely they do. And so it's really, really important to, no matter who tries to tell you about the whole work-life balance thing, it's really important that you say to yourself, okay, I need to draw it back a little bit and spend some more time with my kids, spend some more time with my husband, because it's really important to them that they have you too. It's important that you follow your dreams, but it's also really important for you to be there and be the mom and be the wife. One of the things that I would seriously encourage, so I'm sure everybody out there has heard of the man cave, and you know, there's a great insurance company commercial now that talks about the she shed. I'm here to tell you, I have a she shed, and it's okay to have your own space. In fact, I think it's really a good thing to have a piece of something, an area, either if it's in your home or it might even be in your car, someplace quiet that you can go and kind of turn the noise off in the world. The worry about the mom stuff. Am I doing all the things I need to be doing as a mom, as a wife, as a blah, 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 blah. Am I doing all the things I want to do to follow my dreams and my career? Because I'm going to tell you, if you don't have your own space, your own place where you can go with your own thoughts, even if there's nothing in the room, it could be an empty room, just hopefully not with padded walls. That would be a whole nother topic. But have your own space to decompress, your own space to look and focus and recalibrate the things that you need to be doing and who you want to be and how you're going to get there. You know, making sure that you've got your own space is so, so crucially important. I cannot stress that enough. And if you're an artist, go paint. Go paint. Ada is an artist. She should paint. But her entrepreneurial spirit sometimes gets in the way of that. You have to make the decisions to care for yourself so that you can care for your dreams and for those around you that love you and need you and depend on you. Because ladies, I'm gonna tell you, you've got to take care of you. No one else is going to put you as far up on the totem pole as they should. And as long as you rely on other people for your own happiness and your own success, you'll never attain it. Everything you need is already in you. It's just a matter of tapping into it, finding the balance, and making it happen. One of the last things I just wanted to share with you today and maybe give you something to think about until our next episode is the, you know, really understanding the blaming word why and how we can turn that into something positive, asking ourselves how to do things, how to change things. So it's really easy to ask why. Why did this happen? Why has that happened to me? But as long as it's someone else's fault and you don't have to take any responsibility in it, then you have no responsibility to change. So if you have dreams and you have goals and you're ready to take your dreams and goals into the next phase, into doing the things that are in your heart, you gotta stop looking around at everyone else and you gotta look inside. And I guarantee you, the answers are there. So thank you again for joining me again on Confessions of a Serial Momtrepreneur, and look forward to seeing you guys next week. Hope you enjoyed it. See you then.